Now, the Christmas party was last night.
Yeah.
Actually, before we get to that, Erin made world headlines yesterday with the revelation that I revealed.
Yeah, that you made, by the way. It said Mullen reveals who slid in it. No, you made the revelation.
Well, look, I
was
did,
a reluctant participant.
Well, yeah, exactly. But if you don't know, it's all about a Hollywood superstar that slid into Erin's DMs. Mm. A lot of flirting went on and Erin ghosted that superstar and he's now with another superstar. Mm. And that superstar has actually responded to Erin.
What?
Got back to.
Oh, that superstar. I thought you meant the one he was dating. I was like, oh, God, has she come out and slammed me?
Well, she probably will next. But what did the original superstar who was so keen on Erin, what did he say to her yesterday? We'll find out after 8 o'clock, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to miss that. Put that in your calendar.
Okay.
Maybe just set an alarm. Calendar's more kind of looking ahead.
Actually, I do need to set an alarm this morning. I've got something on. I've forgotten what it was. And I said I'm going to set an alarm for it. I've completely forgotten what it is.
Well, you've remembered. You've got something.
So I'm going to set an alarm and try to remember
the toilet.
What it
was. Toilet?
Right.
Wasn't toilet. That's, I don't need it for that.
Toilet?
The Christmas party was last night.
Yeah.
And there's been a massive injury.
There's been a massive injury.
We're in a giving mood because it's Christmas and last night was the Christmas party and there's been an injury. Mm. One of our wonderful staff, one of the best friends of Graham Arnold, the Socceroos coach's daughter, she went to his wedding, no, her wedding. And so you wouldn't have thought she would have got injured yesterday, but she did. How did you get injured, Beck?
I wish I could tell you. I think someone stepped on my toe. Yeah. Someone stepped on me.
So this morning we've been told it's broken. Have we had an x-ray done?
Not just yet. If you give me permission, I will leave and go get the x-ray, but I've been told to wait till later.
Don't think it's open this morning this early, Dallin. But
also we're down a number of staff, so you're going to have to battle through.
Yeah.
I think that's the least of the three of these tyrants' worries is Beck's toe, to be honest. I just asked one of them what time they got home. He had no idea. He said he passed out on the couch. That's Bryce, our digital man.
Was there a tiger in anyone's bedroom? Or it feels like a real hangover moment here. So, Becky, you cannot even remember the incident.
No, like I wasn't that, you know. I was walking home. You know it's injured when you can feel the pain on the night. You've really hurt yourself. And I was walking from the cab home and I was like, oof. This is sore. This is really sore.
Yeah.
Generally, you would remember the incident if it was that sore, wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Because
you think
but
so.
But you can't remember the incident.
No, I can't.
So
I can't.
How many hours have blacked out?
No.
Not at the Christmas.
There's some what? Sort of memory there, just not the not the incident.
I don't remember a Christmas party where I got home and I'd lost my shoes. That was when I was a trolley boy at Woolies back in the mid 80s.
What kind of Christmas parties did they put on?
Well, there was one at a local hall, and I think I was an underage drinker, and yes, I absolutely disgraced myself.
Terrible.
What about you, Nick? Are you somewhat? No, your eyes are glass.
It's been a big night, as it was midnight, and I was trying to get into a nightclub, and I tried three different outfits to get in, and was. At one point, a drag queen was outside and they're like, no, sweetie, not tonight.
Well, how many outfits
did you dress? You dressed as a carrot.
A drag queen would not allow you into a club.
Yeah, it wasn't
low
tonight,
point. Sweetie.
But you were dressed as a carrot, so you took the carrot outfit off.
I had some clothes underneath, and then someone gave me a jacket, and there were some pants that I threw on as well. But each and every time they saw me coming, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Like fashion week.
So who wins? Bryce passed out on the couch, doesn't remember how he got there. Beck broke her toe and Nick got refused entry by a drag queen because he's wearing a carrot.
The three of you are single. Isn't that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, did any of you pash each other or anyone else?
No pashing of each
other.
No pashing at all?
No.
What do you guys do when you go out? What's
a work
point?
Christmas party?
So
exactly.
We have to see everyone the next day.
For one more day.
Well, hey, this is Ed basically built a brand off this kind
Thank
of thing.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, you really have let us down.
Yep.
Maybe can they pash now?
No, then go back.
So producer Beck can't remember how she hurt her toe at last night's Christmas party. Made me think, are there still big drinkers out there? No. Like, are there still, or is it a thing of the past?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course there are. I we just had three them. Of them in our studio.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it's they're outliers. I don't feel like people drink like they used to. I'd like people to call us. What have we got for people?
We have got $50 Swish cash, so cash money from our friends at Swish, looking to surprise someone this festive season. Give them a personalised video message from their favourite sports star on Swish. As Erin discovered yesterday, chock full of Socceroos as well, current Socceroos. Book your video online today. That's Swish. 131060. Lines are open. $50 cash from Swish.
And absolutely. The board is empty right now. All you have to do is call us and say you really like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you like to drink a fair bit.
Great.
I just want to see if there are people listening to us who like to drink alcohol.
Right. 131060. Lines are open. Is drinking a thing of the past, or do you still enjoy a tipple?
Yeah, really. You really like to get into it. Maybe. And Erin used to. She's given up.
No, I have not.
You are no way the drinker that you were.
No, I'm definitely not. I'm definitely.
You need to be inspired by people.
I'm definitely not the drinker I was, but I do love a glass of red.
Can you inspire Erin Molan to get back on it?
Yeah, get
the
Erin.
The good old days.
The good old days.
So I haven't had a drink of alcohol since 1992. So there's no poster boy for sobriety bigger than me. I mean, you might think that I should drink, but I don't. And I've had a good life. So you don't have to drink. But when I did drink, I drank a lot. I love to have a beer with Duncan. Erin, I feel like has just dropped off her drinking game. It's like, I'm basically retiring.
It's very sad.
And it's not like she hasn't made a thing of it. She's just backing into the hedge Homer Simpson style.
Yeah.
Well, we just had Beck on the radio, one of our producers, who can't remember how she'd broken her toe last night. Now that's a Christmas party, Erin.
Yeah, I know. I'm not proud of where I'm at. I just can't be bothered. But I still have a glass of wine. I love it, you know.
You've
got to
go further than. Well, you don't have to, and you've got to drink responsibly. We know that.
No, please drink responsibly. Because otherwise, things like this could happen. Melissa from Caringbah, were you at a wedding? What happened?
So I might have had a couple of too many drinks because they told me that I could have unlimited alcohol.
Good.
I ended up putting a hole in their deck because I fell off the chair and my foot went through it. I ran into the screen door twice, and they told me to go refresh. So I went up to the bathroom and I tried to. You know, get my shit together. And I fell down the stairs on the way back down.
What a night.
Yeah.
And that was at a wedding, was it? Was it a wedding?
Yeah. They had it in their backyard.
Yeah, right. Were they angry? Like, what was their reaction? Because that's what used to annoy me the most is the next morning the people around you, oh, they're so angry at you. It's like, oh, God, leave me alone. Like, I already feel crap enough.
Live in the moment, you know?
Exactly. Don't punish me now because
past is past.
I know how to have fun.
Yeah, I may have went outside and laid down underneath the stars and sort of just had a moment to myself. But they were a little bit annoyed, but I said it was their fault. They told me to drink as much as I wanted. So.
Of course they did. They could have shut you off. They should have lost their license, you know? So
In their house?
Their backyard license.
What about Arthur?
Arthur from North Sydney. Arthur, what happened?
I spent numerous times having a few quite a few drinks. One of them's falling off the fence. I think the worst one that I've ever had is actually burning my beard off.
How did you burn your beard off, Arthur?
I was using an oxy torch while I'd had a few drinks and thought I'd go into the shed and do some work. That wasn't a good idea.
No, but you know what? You're a working man and he doesn't let alcohol stop his work.
I think it was a thing to wake up to the wife and come downstairs and what do you like about the new look, and I'd actually had a shave, but you could actually see the blisters on the side of your face.
Ah.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
All right. So that is a man who enjoys drinking so much, he does it while he's oxy welding. So.
Yeah. And look, whilst the sentiment is noble, I get it. Also could have taken his life. So,
all right, it's a warning. Right?
Absolutely. No, this is what we're doing. We're discouraging others from doing the same. It's important.
I am just in a world of pain because of something. Modern cars. Mm-hmm. So at the airport the other day, go back to my car and, you know, and try to open the door and the door doesn't open. I'm like, what? Why isn't the door opening? The door should automatically open because my car key is in my bag and my car senses my car key from my bag and just opens it, lets me open it. And then I think I try a few times, not opening. Then I thought, hang on.
It's the worst feeling because you just know.
Is my car key not in my bag? It wasn't. I open my bag, I look through my bag, and I look where I put my car key, and I realize that zip went right round. Almost, it was like a, you know, 360-degree zip, which is a ridiculous zip because if that zip's completely open, your key just falls out.
Yeah.
Went back into the airport, asked it, lost baggage. Yeah, they went. They took. They said someone went on the plane. I said, "This is the seat I was in, not there." Ringing, just lost the key. It's terrible. Had to leave the car at the airport, hire a car.
Oh,
it's awful. Rang the people I got the car off and said I've lost the key. I said, "Can I get another key?" And they said, "Where's the car?" I said, "It's at the airport." And they said, "You need to get the car to us." I said, "I can't get the car to you. I got no key. Can't you just give me a key and then I can get a taxi out to the airport and get my car?" And they said, "No."
There is nothing worse than what you've gone through.
I said, "Why not?" And they said, "Because we need the car to reprogram a key."
Gotcha.
And I'm like, this system sucks balls.
Hey. Yep.
So now, like, what? Now I have to organize a tow truck to go to the airport.
Oh, no.
And then tow my car to the car place. And it's and then Wednesday, the car, you know what the car, another key costs? No. $1,000.
Ugh.
So
that
why
is disgusting.
Can't they go out and take their little machine that, like, seriously, that just, like, in a competitive market, like, surely they'd.
Why can't they do that?
Well, they should. They should. Like, for you to get it towed is just
shocking.
That's annoying. That really annoys me. It is.
And, you know, I mean, it's a first world problem, I know, and my life is easy, obviously. But then last night, I'm in my hire car, and my son had left his wallet at a basketball stadium, and some random bloke just rang him and said, have you lost a wallet? And he said, who are you? And he said, well, I'm holding a wallet. And I said, this is ridiculous, mate. You're just leaving your wallet at basketball stadiums. Then my son said, well, we're in a hire car because you lost your key. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah,
you know, just
you.
Walk, mate.
Fair point.
It's not a genetic disposition. You've lost a key, haven't you?
Yeah, I've lost a key. There is nothing worse. I went to a function, parked in the city, went back to my car and had dropped the key somewhere from walking from my car to the function. It was only like 300 metres but could not find it anywhere. Waited, had to wait for NRMA to come because I thought stupidly I must have locked it in the car, not realising that it would have unlocked. And so waited like 2.5 hours, NRMA came, no key in the car. So then I literally could have gone home 2 hours earlier, had to get a taxi home. Didn't have a spare, another $1,000.
You question your existence.
You actually do. You question if it's worth it.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm. There's no
I want to hear from people who've lost. What have you lost? Anything. Tell us what you lost. How did it make you feel?
What did you lose?
Right now I'm in a hire car because I couldn't find my key at the airport. My car's at the airport. And I rang my dealership and they said, you got to get your car to us. We can't come to you. And I said, I can't get it there.
All right.
And they said, well, you're going to need to tow your car. So I need to get a tow truck so I can go to the dealership and pay $1,000 for a freaking key.
Yeah, that's a real boo and a lack of customer service. I like that. Just sounds, fob-off-ish.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Not alone. Shannon from Bexley North. What have you lost?
Good morning. In the last 2 weeks, I've lost my mobile phone and I've lost my car key.
It is, and life is very difficult without both those things, isn't it, Shannon?
Well, yeah, I've been totally depressed, but you know, life goes on.
It's not worth living.
Jeez.
Without a mobile phone and car keys, what can she do? She can't even.
Absolutely nothing. It's like losing a limb, guys.
More than that. Losing your heart.
Oh. Well, did you lose them separately, I'm assuming? Like, were there two different instances?
So I moved houses only down the road from each other. My mobile phone just walked off. I have no idea where it was. My locations were turned off. I couldn't even get, like, find my iPhone.
Yeah.
And then the following week, my car key goes missing. So it's like,
Do you have family members who give you no sympathy and say, that's just Shannon?
No, that never happens to me.
Oh, it never happens to her.
That's what I mean.
Oh. All right. Well, It's the first time for Shannon.
First time. Yeah, wow. $50 for you, Shannon. Here's Josh from Cabramatta. What did you lose?
Yeah, I lost my car.
What?
So this happens. This does happen.
Yeah. I was on a big night out. I don't remember what happened, but I ended up finding it at the train station. It was like the hangover.
Yeah, he found his car at a train station. Now, it was someone else would have stolen it or...
No, can I tell you what happened to me, Josh, one night? I was out. I drove after work to the pub. Didn't want to drive afterwards, so left my car. It was in North Sydney at the pub. Went home to Willoughby, which is where I lived at the time. Woke up the next morning, got a taxi into the pub to try and get my car. Car was gone, completely gone. Nothing there. Poof, gone. You know, like a...
And you never found it?
No, I did. Oh, so then I ring the council and I'm like, did you guys tow my car? Oh, yeah, we've towed your car. Where'd you take... we tow it to the next cross street. So then I spend the next however long in the taxi driving around looking for the next cross street. That's what they say, the next cross street or something.
Wow. That's weird.
Can't find it anywhere. Spend about 3 hours looking everywhere. I keep ringing in. Then finally they tell me it's on Willoughby Road. They couldn't... So I go, like, it was literally 1 meter down from my house. I had no idea. It had been towed there.
Was your car in a clear way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally they tow them to a car jail.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so weird, but it was just random that it ended up right near my house. And I lived in Willoughby, which is not North Sydney. It's a few suburbs away.
Normally they take your car hostage and then they want, like, a large amount of money for your car to be set free.
$50 for a swish for
but you.
But
you know what? The good thing about that with Erin, that she wasn't drink driving. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
That's part of that story.
Yep.
And I reckon I probably could have. It was only a couple, but you got to be better be safe than sorry.
Yep, true. Now, 13 10 60, let's reopen those lines.
It was more than a couple.
Yeah, right. Obviously. But it is the summer of love, and we're here to put people together, you know, or to help them when they break up, whatever. We're here for everyone, aren't we, Erin?
Always. Yeah, we do tick a lot of boxes. We're a broad church.
And how the singles party we had at, where was it? Was
the Hyde Hacienda.
Yes.
Overlooking the harbour. That was incredible. It was an incredible night.
It was. It was so much fun. And everyone had a ball. And we had all the ladies lined up and the men just moved around in kind of a rotating motion.
Yeah.
But it was lovely.
But you know what? But we did focus on a couple, two people who turned up single and ended up together. And we actually spoke to them the next morning on the radio. And they were actually, can we hear Vincenzo? What did he have to say the next morning? Where did you and Naomi end up before we speak to the lady in question, Vincenzo?
We ended up back at a hotel room in the city.
Have you had much sleep, Vincenzo?
To be honest, no, I haven't. I'll just say the bed was uncomfortable.
Oh. And Naomi also spoke that morning.
Where are you now, Naomi?
We're still in the hotel room.
Safe to say you might be catching up again, you two?
Oh, if she lets me leave.
So that was that a month ago, 3 weeks ago? It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it'd be a month. It was just before Cairns, I think, the week before Cairns maybe. Yeah, it's about a month.
Was it a one-night-only affair or has there been more? Who have we got?
Well, we'll start with Vincenzo. Good morning again, Vincenzo.
Good morning. Yes, please.
Well, look, Vincenzo, we love you and you're a handsome, strong man with a great personality, someone who could possibly be a player.
Player? Yeah? I'm not the player. I'm the coach.
Well, he's the coach.
Oh, man.
I teach the players how to play.
All right. Well, yes.
Yeah.
My goodness.
He did have some younger men around him that night who I thought were...
Protégés. Sort of,
yeah. So you had a great night with Naomi. Was it just a one night only?
Nah, I'm not that type of guy. I've seen her since then. Come on. It's been a 2-3 night thing.
Yeah.
All right. So almost once a week is what he's saying. So Vincenzo, there could be some distance in this.
Yeah, it's a bit of tough. Oh, geez, you know what? They say I go the distance.
Well, let's ask someone who'd know. Let's not rely on you, Vincenzo. Naomi, hey.
Good morning.
Does Vincenzo speak the truth?
Yes, he does. He certainly does.
So it was you weren't just carried away with the emotion of the radio event and the next morning and, you know, providing content for us. You guys have actually continued this relationship.
Yes, we have. We've been out a couple of times.
God, so is he a gentleman every time?
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Has he got some things to work on, Naomi?
Nah, he's not too bad. He's a good bloke.
Yeah, right.
He's a good bloke, though.
But yeah, he's a good bloke.
He's a good bloke. So we've had some moments together. Is there any chance this could continue, or is it always going to be just a bit of a sort of occasional thing, do you think, Naomi?
No, I think it can continue.
It can continue.
Are you open to it becoming a more structured/serious relationship, Naomi?
I think so. We haven't really talked about that, but well, I don't see why not.
Vincenzo.
I've been too busy.
Coach, what do you think?
We always talk about the first thing that pops up, but yeah, that's never popped up.
Well, it has now, Vincenzo.
See, you know, we've always got a problem thing. The thing is, right, so we go meet up, and Naomi will agree, we go meet up, and she goes weak at the knees, and then she ends up on him.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Vincenzo.
Now.
You're announcing all our secrets to Sydney.
I think Naomi might be looking for a commitment from you, Vincenzo.
Yeah, I think probably more.
What can I say? She's only human, eh?
Yeah, well, you've said that line before, Vincenzo. The fact is, this woman deserves more.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
How about you throw me in a couple of tickets to take her out somewhere? You don't go away.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on. I'm a tough man, you know what I mean?
Look, Vincenzo, maybe if we drop the knee jokes, I reckon you might be a chance.
You reckon? Oh, yeah. She loves the knee jokes.
Do you, Naomi?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, as long as Naomi's okay,
not
then.
Not all the time.
Naomi's not just for Christmas, Vincenzo. She is for the whole year round. And I'd like you two to be a couple.
Thank you, Vincenzo.
I'd like them to be a couple.
Thank you, Naomi.
You got that direct of you two? Hughie, I'd like you to both be a couple now. Thank you so much.
One of the biggest entertainment deals in history is Meghan Markle and Prince Harry getting $157 million off Netflix to do a documentary, Erin.
Correct, which the trailer of which they've just dropped. So it was delayed a little bit because when the Queen passed away and then there was a lot of backlash to the Crown, they felt it was better to hold off. But yeah, the trailer's dropped. And look, there's a lot of photos you haven't seen. There's a lot of tears, a lot of emotion. They say this.
When the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
And see,
high stakes.
Yeah, see, that gets me a bit. I just feel like the stakes are so high. What are the stakes? Like the way that you're publicly perceived, are they the stakes? Because if so, I completely get that that's important to you. But the way you're saying it is when the stakes are so high, that's when it's, you know, children's poverty or like, you know, the uprising in Iran is stakes being high. Well, this is my point.
Whether he's allowed to do royal duties or not.
Well, exactly. Whether or not they're allowed to make private coin in, you know, the corporate sector, hosting events or speaking at them because they're not allowed to royally, it's just self-indulgent.
The stakes are, he stepped away from the royal duties, didn't he, so that he could do this.
Mm. Correct.
So the stakes are high. They're $157 million high.
Mm. Yeah, they're high for them, but they make it sound like it's something we should all be invested in.
Well, it is. If people watch this show, this is it. You've got to watch the show to keep the stakes high.
Self-perpetuating high stakes.
Erin Molan made international headlines yesterday with a revelation that she dropped on this radio show. It's pretty full on.
I did not drop any revelation.
Well,
you are.
According to all the international news outlets, this was the headline. Erin Molan names Hollywood star in her DMs.
Yeah.
So if you know what a DM is, that's a direct message.
Okay.
So it's a private message on some social media service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This time it was Instagram. And so a Hollywood star privately started flirting with Aaron? That's true, Aaron. That's just true.
No, yeah, it's true, but it's not something. I mean, if I recall correctly, even back in the early days when we first started talking, I told you off air because, you know, we're friends and I was recently single, and then you brought it up on air and I was the reluctant participant. And then fast forward down this next track, the exact same things happened again, yet the headlines make it look like I'm some kind of opportunistic flog who's seen that he's in a headline with a new relationship and has determined that I need to somehow insert myself into this global narrative like a desperate loser trying to garner attention.
So the Hollywood, well put, actually.
That was actually really articulate. Yeah, Thank you.
That's another headline. Now, the Hollywood star in question is Dominic Purcell from the Prison Break franchise, world famous name in a lot of the biggest movies of all time. Dominic Purcell happens to be an Australian. He is in a new relationship with the mum of Miley Cyrus, the ex-wife of Billy Ray Cyrus. Her name is Tish. Tish Cyrus.
I don't know if you have to say it like Tish. I think it's just Tish.
What we know about the Cyrus family is they love Australians.
They do.
They are mad for an Australian.
Miley dated Liam Hemsworth.
And Cody Simpson.
Oh, correct.
Goodness. So she cannot get away from Australians.
Nope. And Billy Ray has just announced, well, some kind of serious relationship with an Australian, like, singer influencer type.
What's her name? Doesn't matter. I mean, she knows.
Fire Rose is her name.
Fire Rose. That's why I couldn't think of it because it was.
But she looks young, but if I'm not going to.
No, I believe she's 36.
She has had a good skincare regime.
That's young.
Yeah, she's young. It's really young.
So why does her skincare have to be good? you could not have tried it all, be 36 and still look good.
That is true. It's very young. I think about 36 is a great age. So.
No, I have no idea what you think about 36. Yeah.
But let's
get
back to.
So what's your point? What do you want? We did this yesterday. You got all your, as you call them, global headlines.
No. Well, the point is.
What else do you want? What do you need?
Dom Purcell, the guy that was flirting with you, is now going out with Miley Cyrus' mum.
Flirting with me. Is that what you call it?
All right. Well, do you want me to call it more than that?
No, I just flirting with me.
Well, he was in love with you. There's no doubt about that. I've seen the messages. So, but nothing ever happened. And you ghosted him.
I did not. Ghost is such a strong word. Like gaslighting, I hate that word. Ghosting is a strong word. Excuse me, you were there for this journey. You want to have an honest conversation? Do you want to have an honest conversation?
Why did I
ghost him? Do you want to know why?
Let's come back
and you tell everyone why you ghosted him, but also how has he responded to these headlines? Because I know he has responded to Aaron.
I know.
What has he said? How angry is he? You want some petrol in you or whatever, diesel?
I love diesel. Of those.
I like LPG?
Absolutely.
Do they do LPG? I'm not sure if they do LPG. Mm-hmm. Probably do. Maybe they don't. Do people still have LPG in their car?
What's LPG? Liquid petroleum gas?
I think it is, yes. So, look, let's forget about that right now. Let's talk about Aaron and the Hollywood superstar Dom Purcell, who was flirting with Aaron online, DMing her.
Flirting is such a, like, flirting is meh.
Well, more than that, then. He was absolutely. In Dom's mind, you guys were an item. Then you ghosted him.
I didn't.
Without actually catching up with him because he wasn't in the country.
It became headlines
yesterday.
Yeah, because you threw it out there and forced it onto the world.
Because he announced his new relationship with Tish Cyrus, the mother of Miley, the husband of, the wife, ex-wife of Billy Ray.
Yeah.
So. It became a headline. Aaron Molan reveals Hollywood superstar sliding into her DMs. Now, we believe that Dom has cottoned onto this and has messaged you since the headlines broke. What has Dom said?
Well, no.
Well, he has.
Yes, he has. Yes, but.
What's he said?
He just said that he's so happy and that he hopes I'm well.
That's nice.
Yeah, he's really happy.
So he's not angry that you have given away.
But I don't know if he's seen the articles because I think he sent that right as he kind of woke up, maybe. I don't know, time difference.
Well, hang
so
on.
I'm so kind of nervously waiting now for him to see.
Well, hang on. So did you message him first?
I told you that yesterday. I said I'd send him a congratulations message.
All right. Well, what did you say to him?
I said, "Hi, legend. Congrats on your new love. So happy for you," which I am.
Yeah. And he, what did he actually write back?
"Hi, love. Thank you. So happy." And then a line of which I will not reveal because I will respect his privacy. And then he says, "I hope you are well."
We all need to know what that line is.
I don't want
what
that.
What is that line? It should have been you. What is the line?
I don't want that to be the headline. No, you cannot force me.
What is the line? Is it we can still hook up? You know?
No, I know. I can't. You cannot force me to tell.
What's the line? Wow. So,
but
anyway.
The reason I didn't ghost him, I didn't ghost him.
What happened?
I
moved on to another bloke.
Well, no, that makes it sound so. I didn't move on. I fell
in love with another man.
Yes.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Disappointing. But that's okay.
No.
Are you okay?
Yes. But you make it sound like I cruelly just discarded him. I didn't.
Tom had his chance. If he had got on his private jet and turned up at your door with a bunch of flowers, rather than just keep it online, maybe it would have been him, but it's not him. Because you snooze, you lose, Dom Purcell, and you end up with a Cyrus, you know?
Yeah, I reckon he's probably hairhead.
Is he?
No, God, no. I would have thought so. Not with what I've got to offer.
Absolutely. You've got
a beautiful heart, great brain.
Heaps more than that as well. Oh, that is all you should know.
Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
Younger too.
Oh, younger. Yeah, 39, by the way.
39? Stop calling me 40.
Everyone says you're 40.
I know, they've called me 40 for 6 years. I'm 39.
Are you?
Oh, for God's sake. Go to the break or the song, whatever you want.
So, I... 6 weeks ago, I decided to set a goal and I wanted to bring people with me because leaders lead and they inspire. And this is what I said 6 weeks ago. December 1 is summer.
Uh-huh.
It is 6 weeks away.
Ooh,
I am vowing to get fit in 6 weeks. It was an ironclad guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And I went further than that, and people got on board. And the phones went off.
Yeah.
And this was one of our callers. What is your vow, Megan, by
my
December?
Vow, I can see the midsection creeping up again.
Yep, I'm with you. Yeah. How much weight do you want to lose?
About 6 kilos.
I've got 6 kilos to lose as well. So there's just two people, me, Megan. Lose 6 kilos in 6 weeks.
Oh, it was so incredible. Everyone was so invested and has been, and I'm so excited to hear how you went.
There was meetings had at the radio studio. Everyone was jumped on board.
In fact, I remember talking about the fact that I'd started to read a self-help book, and I was told, nut, mixes the message with Husey's big health kick. It's too important. We can't lose focus on that. So let's push yours back to later and focus solely on his 6 kilograms, to which
absolutely.
I mean, of course, like it's a big deal.
Yeah, but did you? Oh, there we go. Hear what I'm hearing there?
What?
It's a woman who wasn't on board. She wasn't 100% invested.
Completely invested.
And she
because
undermined.
I couldn't invest myself in my own stuff because I was told, nah.
She was undermining.
Got to focus on the man's weight loss.
Here we go. Yeah, that's really interesting you said that. Yes.
Oh, is it?
Because I have had no support from anyone in this organisation.
Don't you dare say that.
I have not.
Excuse me, what did I get you for your birthday?
You got me chips.
Yep.
You got me lollies.
Yep.
You got me a huge supermarket bag full of crap.
Yep.
How is that helping?
Well, I was trying to help you learn resilience and control by not eating any of it.
Yep. What did I say about oat lattes? Didn't I say something?
You did.
Didn't I? Did I? All right. Well, this is the last day I'll have 3 oat lattes. And then I'll get down to 2 oat lattes.
Beautiful.
Eventually, I'll be 1 oat latte. What am I holding right now?
Oh, for God's sake.
An oat latte that was just given to me. And it's my sixth one
for the
day.
Did you ask for it?
Yes. I did. But why didn't someone say no? Remember your vow?
It's too late to say no now.
We talked to Megan. Megan, who also was joining me on the journey.
Megan from Menai, you are also on the journey. How have you gone?
I've gone all right. I'm sick with COVID at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
So there's been a lot of obstacles for people, including Megan and myself. It's very hard to lose weight in a pandemic, even post-pandemic.
You said
it's
the
really
pandemic
difficult.
Was dead 5 weeks ago. You declared.
The gyms aren't open, are they? Have they opened the gyms yet?
Yeah, sure 2 years
they
ago.
They are open.
Oh,
they
yeah.
open.
Fully
you
open.
Didn't check in with me, you think? Like
yeah,
well, Aaron said.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah, well,
Megan.
I didn't
I'm
check
so
in with
sorry.
Megan because
it's like the voice when, you know, some big celebrity says, I'll never leave you. I'm with you for your whole career. And then they never hear from them again. Rita Ora, where are you?
No, actually, I have given up the wine. No more wine.
Oh,
which
that's
is good. I feel a bit thinner.
You feel thinner. But what do the scales say, Megan? The scales never lie, they reckon.
I was just telling Mindy, I went to jump on this morning because I'm pretty sure I've lost my weight from COVID and it came up low, which means I need to change the battery. So when I get home, I'll do that. So I'm
yeah,
not
right.
too
so I'm sure.
Oh, God. Okay, this is going well. So Megan's got no weight. It's just a feel. She feels thinner.
She feels
okay,
thinner.
That's good.
And the batteries are when she gets batteries, she'll hopefully have a good result.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
I'm
going to
give
done.
You my result. I said I was going to lose 6 kilos. I was 91.7.
Wait, can I just write this down? Because I want to be able to 7. Calculate what you've lost. What was it again? Say it again.
91.7.
91.7.
I said I was going to lose. Can I say, right now, Ed Cavalier is lighter than me. Or he was lighter than me. Ed Cavalier, you're like 90.
No, I'm 91 something.
You're 6'5" and can basically lift trucks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I was 91.7 6 weeks ago. I said I was going to lose 6 kilos.
So wait. Do we know what that would be then? What you should be? Your goal weight at the end of this exercise is, this is just going to help, 91.7 minus 6 equals 85. I could have done that in my head probably.
85.7.
85.7.
Do we have time for a guessing game?
No. All right. So can we get a drum roll? We've got time for... Oh, the Dom Perrottet just called through, so we don't, I think.
Okay.
All right. So, yes. Was going to lose 6 kilos. Have actually surprised myself and gained 600 grams. So... I'm 92.3 now.
Minus your lattes.
You've got to take those batteries out of your scales. That's a real fail. Have you actually put on 600 grams?
I have, yes. Put on 600 grams over those 6 weeks.
Well, it's only 100 grams a week. So that's great news. Now, the Premier, I know the Premier's a very busy man. Is he need to go live to air now, our producers, or can we come back with the Premier?
We'll come back.
Premier Dom Perrottet is joining us. He has got a massive announcement. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the big names love being on our show, and the Premier of New South Wales, Dominic Perrottet, has demanded some airtime to make an announcement. Good morning, Premier.
Morning, Hughie. Morning, guys. How are you going?
Morning. How are you?
Really good.
Yeah, very well.
Good.
Very well.
Good. Great to have you on. You've got some apparently massive breaking news that you would only share here on this network. I'm
exclusive,
intrigued, Premier.
Exclusive
AFN. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you announcing? Massive.
5:30 a.m. Sunday morning, live site, Tumbalong Park, to see the Socceroos smash Argentina.
Yeah. This is going to be huge. There's so much space at Tumbalong Park, Darling Harbour, that we can. How many thousands of people do you think can get in there, Premier?
All of Sydney.
All of Sydney?
it's going to be massive, and we're going to have the sales of the Opera House lit up the night before. And there'll be free transport for everybody to get in. So it's going to be massive at Darling Harbour and also around other sites. So in Liverpool as well is putting has a live site there at Macquarie Mall, Earlwood.
Oh, Macquarie, yeah.
Yeah, Enmore Park in the inner west and Maroubra Beach as well. So there'll be sites all around Sydney.
What?
That is amazing. I'm just looking at, I don't mean to cast aspersions, Premier, but I'm looking at a press release now that was put out last night. I've seen it in the paper. I had it in my news this morning. So I do question whether this is an exclusive for us.
I thought you might have missed that.
But don't get me wrong. We sometimes miss very obvious things right here on Today FM. But I did want to ask you, it is a alcohol and alcohol-free zone. What I worry about, though, is, yeah, I assume people won't continue drinking at that stage, but I worry about those who go out at 8 p.m. Are you breath testing?
No, we're not.
Thank God.
No, we're not.
Okay, I'll see you there, sir.
Everyone's going to be in good spirits and everyone's going to have a great time.
I love it.
And of course, I think Argentina's going to choke.
So, Lionel's on the way out, isn't he, Messi? He's not as good as he used to be.
He's not a big game player.
Always been weak, and he's never come up against strong Australians who never quit. And you know what? The images when we do score and when the final whistle blows and we win, the images from Tumbalong Park and other sites around Sydney are going to be the images that the world sees. So it's money well spent by you, Dom, putting this on, because it is going to be beamed around the world.
Well, it is. And it's a very special. I mean, if we win this game, I mean, this will be probably one of the biggest sporting victories in our history. So
yes, without doubt.
And for the kids around Australia as well, who are playing soccer, this will be such an inspiration for them. So it's going to be a massive moment. And if people, you know, to put this on in Sydney, if they want to come out and enjoy it, I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Premier, free public transport.
Free public transport.
I'm a little bit worried, though, because Husey actually, did you have faith the whole way through? Did you always have belief?
Look, I thought that I was surprised to beat Denmark, but, you know, I think everyone was. Amazing. They pulled that off. Phenomenal.
No, but Premier, you didn't say that the Australian team and the officials should start packing up their rooms to save on costs like 20 minutes into the first match, did you? Because that was said on network by David Hughes.
Is that what he said?
He said it live on air.
It was just to fuel them. It was just to prove
I don't think
me wrong.
They heard it.
That's why I reckon he's right. That's inspired them to go all the way.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank
you, Premier.
Samantha from Rudy Hill, are you keen on a $100 voucher?
Most definitely.
You're packing a big car, Sam?
Yeah, look, it's a big V8 engine and with three boys, just, yep.
Yeah, you're a full-time Uber driver. Yeah. You're driving exactly. around all sporting activities all weekend, yeah?
Yeah, kids parties, yeah, everything God's but things sake. For myself.
Yes! Another selfless hero.
Thank you.
Who's devoted her life to three
ungrateful turds. Sorry.
Do they
say thank you, Samantha? Do they?
Oh, look, my eldest, he does. He's 9. He does say, thank you, Mummy, for taking me. But my other two just, all right, bye, Mum.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Mum.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Demand the gratitude. That's what I've started to do. You don't get out of the car unless you say thank you. You don't get in the car unless you say thank you.
Hmm. You haven't done anything yet before they get in. Why are they thanking you?
It's a preemptive thank you.
Sam from Quakers Hill. Where are you going on a road trip?
Yes, mate, going up to the Central Coast.
Beautiful. Who are you going to see up there? Anyone in particular?
No, just holidaying up there for Christmas time.
Oh, beautiful. You're going to camp or what?
No, just got a unit up there about that. So we'll, just pitch out there for the week.
Enjoy. You want $100 bucks to help fill the tank?
Mm-hmm. It helps big time. It really does these days. So thank you so much.
All yours, Sam. Pleasure. All yours, buddy. There we go. Let's do one more.
Julie from Liverpool.
How you going?
Yeah, we're real good, Julie.
You got a sob story, Julie?
No sob story. Just got one on the way.
Oh, that's enough. That's exhausting.
Me. You don't want the car running out of petrol on the way to the hospital.
No, I need to fill up just in case.
Got to keep it full when you never know what's going to pop. Is it going to be a Caesar or are you going to hopefully go natural? What do you reckon?
Oh, hopefully. I would like a Caesar, but actually not possible on blood thinners and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. Well, that's annoying, isn't it?
I don't think they call it. I think that term natural is being cancelled.
Is it?
I think natural. So, because women who had Caesars said, well, I'm natural too.
Yeah, right.
So therefore they call it vaginal.
Well, I didn't want to say that word because, you know.
No, it's part of the anatomy.
It really is. Absolutely.
Give it a go.
Just say.
Same. Well, you know what?
Vaginal birth.
School's already in, isn't it? So
yep.
Vaginal birth. My wife had a VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after Caesar. VBAC. Sounds like a four-wheel drive. Not a four-wheel drive.
It's come full circle with the fuel voucher, actually. It's a lovely way to bring it home.
Hey,
we'll do. We'll give everyone $50 too. Samantha, Sam, Julie, you're also getting $50 swish cash. Looking to surprise someone this festive season? Give them the personalised video message from their favourite sports star on Swish. Book your video online today. That's Swish, $50.
We've had a wonderful year. We're going to be back again early January. What a bloody great team we've got.
They are.
Don't we?
Best team we've got. Bryce, Mindy, Chris Kabacki, Nick, Beck, Violet, Lou sometimes fills in. Who am I missing? Oh, Emma Sasha? Tutu, the other Emma Mulquinney, Gab, Sasha's saving it for the finale, the big dog, Sasha. The news team, which I've already thanked. Everyone's
like
just
thank
a really...
Aaron and Ed.
Thank you. I'd like to thank Newsy and Ed.
Pushing the buttons.
Carl, Ali, Richard.
Carrie Bickmore. Thank you.
Thanks,
Zoe.
Oh,
yeah.
Zoe
and
C.
I'd like to thank you guys for being my supporting show.
I'd like to thank the support band.
Grant Blackley.
Dave Cameron.
The big
dog.
Wendy Harmer. Yep.
Peter Moon.
Anyway, and a special shout out to our team who literally could not function today and are about to go to a bottomless brunch.
That's right. Let's party hard.
Yeah. New Today FM.